Hi, this is Pastor Greg. I want to thank you for tuning in to Chosen Generation Radio. When God called me to start this program 8 years ago, He led me to address three main topics while discussing current events through a biblical lens. I knew this was not supposed to be a preaching program, as there are a number of those on the radio. My calling was to address the LGBTQ agenda, Islam, and secular humanism. Just some non-controversial stuff. Secular humanism, which simply stated says man is the center and human reason has all the answers, and to leave God out of it. This indoctrination is really at the core of the shift in understanding America's founding, Constitution, and the Declaration of Independence. By removing God and biblical values, it's easy to see how gender dysphoria, unnatural sexual desires, and embracing a confused 7th century belief that rejects life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, namely Islam, a militant, geopolitical, totalitarian, and brutal regime, has taken root. I believe God has chosen this generation to ignite the passion to advance the radical message of the gospel and to once again establish America as the salt and light through which the message is advanced. Each segment applies that principle, no matter the topic. But how do we become this secular, democratic, non-theistic, top-down country run by a combination of demagoguery and elitism? I would suggest we examine our history. At America's founding, we had been oppressed by a tyrant king, claimed he actually spoke for God, and claimed a divine right monarchy. In order to set people free from these kind of despot leaders, one must reconnect the people with the one who grants all freedom. And so, preachers in the mid-1700s challenged the Christians in America to decide whom they should serve. Who was their king? Was it a man on a throne across the sea, or was it the King of Kings, Jesus Christ? You cannot serve two masters. As the founders fermented in this, they began to see the need to create a new kind of country, a nation that valued life and recognized God as the author, who had been set free to liberty in Christ and to pursue abundant life. No, these weren't pieces on a board passed to one and not to another, as John Locke suggested, but rather they were a very part of who being American was, a concept only understood through biblical glasses as a blood-bought son of God and heir to the promise. So why are Christians so docile? You see, we live in a world filled with sin that has taken a stand to call God the enemy. We are children of God, heirs to the promise, yet we stand idly by as our brothers and sisters are slaughtered and our children's innocence is destroyed. Where's the anger and the rage at such atrocities? Jesus said it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the sea, that he should offend one of these little ones. Jesus warned them not to cause harm or offense to the little ones, to the least of these. It would be better that a millstone were cast around his neck and he be drowned in the sea. That's not docile in the face of offense being done to children. This is Jesus speaking, the one that they say only speaks soft, lovely words. Or what about these verses? If God were your Father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Nor have I come of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my word. You are of your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. Wow. To the leaders of the church, he says, you are sons of the devil. You are deaf and unable to hear or understand the words of God because you do not know him. Yet day after day, Christians sit back silently while little boys are chemically castrated, while children's minds are violated in a comprehensive sex education curriculum, while they are taught that America equals Christianity equals all white people are bad and they should be ashamed. Let's be clear. If you believe in the truth of the Bible, then you believe that all are sinners and have fallen short of the glory of God, that God in his grace and mercy, while we were his enemies doing all forms of vile behavior, sent his son, his only begotten son, to die for our sins, to lay down his perfect and sinless life as a human being, having set aside his divine nature to become a man so he could take our place and overcome sin and death on the cross. Jesus the Christ shed his blood, died on the cross, rose the third day, set free the captives, presented himself to the disciples and to several thousand, and then ascended to heaven, at which point the Holy Spirit descended from heaven to lead us into all truth. Ultimately, then, we understand that sin is the issue and the nature of man. The key then is a confession of faith in God through Jesus Christ and asking for forgiveness of sin. I believe that we have been called, and it is the purpose of Chosen Generation Radio to raise up a generation to take back this nation, to reestablish a constitutional republic with Jesus Christ at its core, providing life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all Americans, and once again advancing the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg. Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you so much for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. I've got a great program lined up for you today. I want to welcome everyone listening all across America. And, of course, our good friends on TECN TV, TECNTV.com. You can watch us there live each and every day, TECNTV.com, partnered with NTD TV. And we're excited to be in a partnership. Relationship with NTD TV. Good to be with all of you. Thanks so much for tuning in. Bottom of hour number two, Dr. James Thorpe. He is the only physician that is coming out. He is a fetal medicine expert, 43 years in the field, and he is going to be coming on and visiting with us, talking about what's happening. There are horrific fetal deaths to report as a result of the injections. He's going to talk about vaccine injuries, bottom of hour number two. Top of the next hour, Vince Everett Ellison is with us. He's author of the Triangle book, The Iron Triangle. He also has a brand new book out, and he asks us to reevaluate. The name of his brand new book has to do with exposing the lies of the left and what the Democrats are doing. 25 lies exposing Democrats' most dangerous, seductive, damnable, destructive lies and how to refute them. Vince Everett Ellison is with us, top of the next hour. Bottom of this hour, Matt Long joins us, and we join the Texas Hill Country live, and we look forward to that half hour each and every week. And we're going to talk about a film that I was involved in hosting an event for out in Palm Springs last week, Finding Courage. It's about the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, and their persecution of one family, their story, the death of their sister, the suffering for 12 years of their brother who was tortured in Chinese labor camps. It's real, folks. And they have actually defectors. They're the only film that I know of anywhere that has high-ranking Chinese Communist Party defectors on film telling their story and what they were told to do and where they finally reached a place where their conscience wouldn't allow them to participate any longer. All of them are captured in this film. It was a very dangerous mission by Kay Rubichek, who was the director, who went literally around the world in order to capture those interviews in undisclosed locations and had to be incredibly careful herself in order to avoid being captured and put in prison as well. So it's a very compelling film. Encourage you, findingcouragemovie.com, or go to our blog, go to childrengenerationradio.com and click on the video section, and you can actually watch it there The movie starts about an hour and 59 minutes into that video, and there's a lot of information that's put out there. I encourage you to check it out. Well, I'm very excited to welcome to the program my very first guest this morning. He is running for governor here in the great state of Texas, the state in which I reside, and I want to welcome to the program Don Huffines. Don, welcome. Good to have you, sir.
Well, good morning, Pastor Greg. It's great to be on your show.
Thank you. Thank you. Great to have you with me. Well, there are a lot of very critical and important issues that are really significant, I believe, to Texans, and want to talk to you about some of those. The first one I want to get into has to do with border security, drug and child trafficking, rising crime. As a matter of fact, the Texan has a story out talking about dramatic increases in crime here in Texas. Homicides in Texas' largest cities increase in 2021. Talk to me about your plans for border security and dealing with this rise in crime.
Of course. Just to remind your audience, I'm running for the Republican nomination for governor of Texas, and our election is coming up really quick. It's March 1st, and I really believe this is the most important election in the country in 22, and it probably is one of the most important elections in the history of our country. And one of the main reasons is what you just mentioned, that the border is wide open. The federal government's never going to secure the border. They never have, and they never will. The only chance or hope we have of actually securing the border is with a courageous governor of Texas. And right now, we've got a premeditated attack on Texas. We've got 1.5 million illegals unapprehended pouring into Texas, and they're all smuggled in by the most dangerous criminal organizations in the world, the Mexican cartels. And these people are incredibly dangerous and violent. Sex trafficking, human smuggling, fentanyl smuggling. They're making hundreds of millions of dollars just basically every few months down there. And the border's wide open. And I've got a great plan to secure it. I'm never asking permission from the federal government to secure the Texas border because it isn't necessary. Article 1, Section 10 of the U.S. Constitution gives the governor the authority to do what they need to do to stop an invasion. And there's no question this is an invasion. We're going to engage all the military. I'll solicit military from outside the state. We can charge a tax. We can enter into a treaty with a foreign government. I'm going to stop and close all inbound, all the bridges. There's 25. Stop all inbound commercial traffic from Mexico until they secure their side of the river and take it back from the cartels. And we're just going to get done what's never been done before. You know, even Trump couldn't get the border secure because I'm the actual Republican running. It's actually going to do something. And it's imperative that we get it done because of the massive amount of crime that's not just flooded into Texas. Every town in America now is going to be a border town. This is a disaster.
Talk to me about the economic impact on Texas, because a lot of folks are going to be wondering, okay, that's great, Don, but how do we, you know, how do we pay for this wall? Talk to me about what the legislature has already put in place for that kind of an issue, and then talk about the negative economic impact, if you would, regarding all of the cities across our state that are being impacted by this influx of illegal immigrants.
Well, of course. Well, I'm a businessman, and I don't need a new job or a new career. As a matter of fact, I was in the state legislature, Texas Senate, representing Dallas County for 4 years, and I'm the only elected office holder in modern Texas history that never took any money from the state, Pastor Greg. No paid pension, health care, per diem, reimbursements, no travel vouchers, no nothing. And I'll never work for the government. I work for the people. And, of course, I'll do the same as governor. So it gives me an incredible amount of leeway. I'm not worried about the political ramifications of my decisions. I'm worried about solving problems, you know, that affect Texas. And
sure, but what are, Don, what, pardon my interruption, but what are the economic impacts right now on communities? I mean, is there a trade-off here, or is there a net plus if we you know, spend the money? Because obviously, you know, a cyclone fence isn't going to get the job done. And that was one of the things that Greg Abbott put into place, was the idea of a cyclone fence. And I can tell you, folks, as a grassroots leader here in the state of Texas, over the course of 6 years, we sent him near 25 letters demanding action on issues and demanding that he act upon the party platform, and he hasn't. So I'm going to direct that question to you as well, but let's start with the economic impact. Can you talk to me about is there a net gain closing off the border? Are cities and counties in the state of Texas going to see some kind of fiscal relief by not having to support illegal immigrants?
Of course. Of course we're going to save billions of dollars. That's why I want to build that wall, because that's a good trade considering how much money we spend on illegals in the state of Texas. If Greg Abbott really wanted to secure the border, he could have done it 7 years ago. He could do it tomorrow. I mean, right now the estimates are that 400,000 to 500,000 illegals are in our government school system, and they have been for decades. And Texans have been bearing this burden for a long time. And these are English as a second language. These are $14,000 to $15,000 a year students that cost in the state. That's about $6 billion. Texans are spending just on the kids that have been here, not counting this huge influx of families and kids that are here now pouring into Texas. We spend billions and billions. Healthcare, for instance, incarceration, law enforcement. It just adds up. It's billions of dollars. And it's not just the education that's a problem in our state. I mean, it's the facilities cost, the teachers cost, it's teaching to the lowest denominator. It's a huge burden on the faculty. I mean, this is a huge problem for the state of Texas. It overloads our charities, our people that work for the poor. This is a problem that we need to fix immediately. And the main thing they're here for is the jobs. So I'm going to start an E-Verify program, pass that legislation. We're going to try to purge them out of our schools and get everybody to self-deport out of Texas if they're here and they're not supposed to be, which is millions of them.
All right. Now, Wise County GOP has censured the governor, Greg Abbott, over pandemic orders and lack of legislative vaccine mandate ban. What are you going to do differently than Greg Abbott has done relative to these vaccine mandate issues and the pandemic orders, where at one point Greg Abbott was second only to Gavin Newsom relative to the amount of just draconian rules that were placed upon Texans? And of course, with this Omicron, there's this new surge and new idea that there needs to be, you know, new mandates in Utah. Even as a matter of fact, there was a proposal over there by one of the legislative leaders or an opinion piece, I should say, I'm sorry, in the Utah Star Tribune that said that any unvaccinated people should be locked in their homes, and that should be enforced by the National Guard in Utah. When we come back, will you answer the question for me relative to your plan to push back against the federal government's pandemic orders and vaccine mandates?
Of course. Absolutely.
All right. We got to take a quick break, folks. My guest is Don Huffines. You can learn more about Don's plans, by the way, at donhuffines.com. And that's H-U-F-F-I-N-E-S, donhuffines.com. And I've had Alan West on, who's also running. I invite any of the candidates that are running in the Republican primary are welcome to come on the program. But understand that we're going to ask questions, and we want answers for the things that the people of Texas Texas are concerned about relative to running for the what I believe to be the greatest state in the union, and that is the great state of Texas. Back with more right after.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically-based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision. So please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.ChosenGenerationRadio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I want to say, Grayson, you didn't have to say, hey, where are you today? I made it back in time. First time that I've hit this break correctly. For some reason in my head, we're going back in at 22, and we don't. We go back in at 21, and I had been missing that, but
I hit it today. All right, let's get right to it. Don Huffines is my guest. DonHuffines.com is where you can find him. Don is running in Texas in the Republican primary that is going to be voted upon March the 1st, coming up real quick, actually. And he is here with us today to answer a few questions. Let's talk vaccine mandates. I said that going into the break. But before we do that, I want to ask you about the Republican platform, because that is a real major issue. We spend hours and hours and hours on the local level putting together things locally that we consider to be important. That then goes up to the county. The county votes on it. The county approves it. Then it goes from the county to the state convention. And then at that point, it's all voted upon. But this is grassroots efforts by each party. The Democrats do the same thing. The Republicans do their version of it, and we send those up. And then we vote for candidates who we believe are going to follow and adhere to, who have said, I am a Republican, or I am a Democrat, or I am a Libertarian, or I am a Constitutionalist. And each one of those parties has a platform. Don, my question to you, and I want to hold you to it if you win, are you going to stand by the Republican platform, and are you going to make sure legislatively that we get some of these things accomplished?
Absolutely, 100%. That is the reason I ran for office in 13 when I knocked out the rhino that was in the Senate District 16. It's because I've been a delegate for many state conventions, probably 10 over the last 25 years. I have a passion for our platform. People say, what is your agenda when you're governor? My agenda is your agenda, the Republican Party agenda, a Republican Party platform. I took it with me when I was in Austin, and I tell you what, our Republicans are liars. My battle in Austin was generally with the rhinos. They lied, they cussed. They cussed and screamed at me more than I've ever been in my adult life, because I tried to hold them accountable to our party platform. And we're Texans, we're tired of the lies. We're tired of the broken and empty promises. Look, if Governor Abbott wanted that to be law, our party platform, of course it would be law. He can get almost any bill done anytime he wants. And I absolutely love our platform. I'm a champion for it, and I always will support it.
Let's talk about mandates. Omicron is back. Everybody's talking about, oh, we better get vaccinated. We better have masks. As I mentioned, as we were coming into the break over in Utah, there is one of the lead papers over there has written an opinion piece suggesting that the National Guard should be brought in by the governor of Utah, and those that are unvaccinated should be locked in their homes. Don, if you're the governor of Texas, do we ever have to fear that you're going to become a draconian governor relative to vaccines and masks?
Of course not. This is the catalyst that made me want to run. I tell you, one of the catalysts. And when Abbott shut us all down in March of 20, put 3 million Texans out of work, tens of thousands of businesses, and then he closed our churches over the holiest season of the year, Easter. You couldn't bury the dead. You couldn't get married. You couldn't get baptized. You couldn't hold the hand of the dying. This scandemic was a disaster for liberty. We've lost more liberty in the last 18, 19 months than I ever thought we could lose in lifetimes. I've never taken the vaccine. I never will. I champion Open Texas. I lead the rallies for team members at Southwest Airlines, Raytheon, you name it. We've been out there trying to help these people. I'm always, always will defend every Texan to make sure they don't have take a vaccine they don't want to take for any reason. This is a simple fix with the legislature to pass a bill. We can get it done very quickly. Now, I've called on the governor to do it, and of course he's not. He was always for making people take the vaccine until he decided I was getting too much traction on it.
All right, let's talk about, dealing with, because people are still very concerned about it. There are people that are concerned about COVID, concerned about Omicron, and there are people who are losing their loved ones. What are you going to do as governor relative to bringing in or allowing people to hear about other kinds of treatments and those treatments being allowed? Because there are pharmacies that, for example, will not let a doctor prescribe ivermectin, which a lot of people have had great success with. I'm a survivor of COVID and a very severe case of COVID. Will you allow and will you let doctors have a platform whereon they can speak about what they're doing that's working?
Of course I will. Look, my whole platform is about leadership, no excuses. I'm never asking permission from the federal government to do anything, whether it's close the border, get prayer back in our schools. I plan on getting that in every classroom. I'm going to have biblical studies in the junior high. I'm going to save our culture. And this is an example of that, where the federal government, people are listening to that lying Fauci. And I'm going to make sure the governor of a lot of the medical board, the pharmacy board, and all these other boards. These are very powerful boards in the state of Texas, all appointed by the governor. And they also get their funding, these agencies, by the budget. And the governor's in charge of the budget. He's got line item veto. Of course I'm going to make sure that everyone's fully informed about all the possibilities of preventive medicine for any type of virus or cures to the virus, and not listen to what that crap that comes out of Fauci.
Don, I appreciate you being on with me today. Folks, you can learn more about Don Huffines at donhuffines.com, donhuffines.com. All of his policy information is up there as well, and all the topics that I'm sure you have concerns about. And if you've got specific questions, get them over to us at chosengenerationradio.com. We'll get them asked, and we'll get Don back on to answer your questions.
It's a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well.
Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624.
830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening, because you are God's chosen generation.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, and that's Matt Long on the other end of the phone right there live in the Hill Country. Welcome, Hill Country Patriot Radio, to our program. Joining us here on ChosenGenerationRadio.com on the Truth Broadcasting Network and KYH 540 AM, Salem Broadcasting, AM FM 247.com, all across the country. And, of course, those of you watching on TECNTV.com, partnered with NTD TV. And great to be on TECNTV.com. You can watch us live each and every day, Monday through Friday. And we took second last week, Matt. We started the year off as the number one program on TECNTV. Over 2.2 million viewers on TECNTV last year. Pretty proud of that. Pretty proud of that.
Very good. I'm going to have to make sure that the still. Are you still showing a still of me when I'm on the air?
I am. I am showing a still of you, and it is actually drawn from a picture that was you, Jim Jordan, and Angela at the dinner many moons ago. But you look very dapper. You've got a black bandana, hat, cap kind of thing going on, and a shirt and a tie, and your glasses are kind of draped. Professor-like, just below your chin there, and you look very dapper, sir. I found a good picture of you.
Just needed to check.
You're looking good. You're looking good. So last night you and I had another one of our great pre-show great conversations that we do, and I always love those. But we were talking about different things we could talk about, and I mentioned to you about my trip that I was flown out to Palm Springs by the folks that produced the film Finding Courage, which is the story of one family's struggle against the CCP and the torture that happened to them. One of their family members was murdered, and another one was tortured for 12 years in the prison, in the labor camps there in China. But it really exposes the CCP. Did you get a chance to look at any of that, Matt?
I went and saw some pieces of it, did not watch the whole thing.
Sure.
But Pastor Greg, this is interesting, and I don't even know if you know, I think you maybe know this about me, but I grew up, my first 8-9 years of life were in Eastern Europe. Now, I was very young, but this was when this was in the 60s, mm-hmm. and when the Iron Curtain was up, and possession of a Bible or any kind of Christian literature was prison or death. And so I grew up hearing stories about persecuted Christians and persecuted people. And the wall finally came down, and yet this is still going on all over the world. And I'm pretty sure that that's what this movie was about, as well as the journalists in China trying to get the word out.
Well, and so it is to a degree, but here's the thing. This family was predominantly, they were journalists, and there's actually, what's unique about the film is a couple of things. One, the family were all journalists, so they were propagandists for the CCP. And there is, Chinese media is lockstep with the CCP. Or they go to prison and they disappear. I mean, that's it, period. You don't step outside of that. There is an interview with a media person who actually, they were raised believing that Tiananmen Square was a violent uprising, and that the people who were, you know, on Tiananmen Square were all armed, were all vicious, violent individuals that were causing harm. And so the CCP had to go in and had to quell the violence and had to keep those people from hurting other Chinese citizens. That's what they were taught. That's what they have been taught for 30 years.
That storyline sounds very familiar, January 6th. It seems to follow the same storyline, doesn't it?
Yes, the similarities are really, quite frankly, they're scary. The similarities are quite scary. And so what happened is this particular media person uncovered actual footage, not just what the CCP wanted her to see, but actual footage. And one of the members of the family was actually at Tiananmen Square. She was a student. She was there when it happened. And so she had her own pictures, and she showed this media person what really happened, that these were innocent students run over by tanks. Well, when she saw this, she said, I can no longer be a part of the propaganda machine. I can no longer be a part of this. There are also, I believe it's 5 different defectors from the commandant of the camp that gave the orders. The individuals that are a part of this family are what are called Falun Gong practitioners. Falun Gong is an offshoot of Buddhism, but it's not Buddhism, but it's an offshoot of that. But they're a very peaceful people, and they practice a spiritual practice. And of course, as you mentioned, there's no such thing as freedom of religion in the Chinese Communist Party. And because these individuals are a part of the what was the former Han Dynasty, and because they practice something that is culturally understood by the Chinese people, at one point, Falun Gong was practiced by over 150 million Chinese. It was reported on the news as a good thing. It was all, everything about it was positive, until the CCP instituted one of their cultural change directives, and they saw Falun Gong as their greatest threat. They, as a matter of fact, as you know, reports about the Uyghurs and the organ harvesting and what's happening to the Uyghurs are allowed to come out of China. They report on that. We hear about that, but you never hear about Falun Gong. And this film explains why. They consider Falun Gong to be their greatest threat, and yet Falun Gong is the most peaceful. The Uyghurs, my challenge, and I want people to know what they're doing to the Uyghurs is terrible. But the Uyghurs are killing my Christians in India, in Jammu and Kashmir. They're murdering them. They go into their villages and they find the Christians and they pull them out of their homes and they kill them and they turn their daughters into sex slaves. And that's what the Uyghurs do to Christians in India. So,
wow.
I'm challenged.
Side of the story we haven't heard yet.
Yeah, I've confirmed that with Pastor Samuel on 3 different occasions over the last couple of years, and with my pastors up in Jammu and Kashmir, whose members are victims, and some of those pastors, there were pastors that were there before them who were taken and murdered by Uyghurs.
Mm. You know, I talked about the parallels. We talked about the parallels,
yes,
of January 6th. I just found another parallel. You know, these are journalists in China, and the title, Finding Courage, I think needs to be stronger than that, because here in that country, in China, you, like you said, you get killed and tortured for reporting, for going against the media story. And here in the States, we don't physically kill you, but spiritually and emotionally, our essentially government-controlled media, we have a media that is all in for the progressive movement now. How many of our media, mainstream media folks, and I know there's a few examples of it, but it takes a whole lot of less courage to step out in the United States because the state's not going to come in after you. Yet how many of our reporters or journalists are seeing the light and coming over and reporting truth? I know there's a few out there.
I imagine that there are a few that are, but you know, the problem that we have is that we've had an indoctrination. The media has been to the left for nearly 50 years. You really have to go back and understand that this has been going on for a very long time. This goes all the way back to the disinformation campaign that General Pacheco wrote about in Red Horizon and in his book Disinformation. And there are a number of other great works that are out there as well that describe what's happening. And one of the parallels that I saw in this film that really kind of brought that home too, if you've watched any conservative media over the last, five to seven years, there have been times when they show pictures of all the different reporters, right, all across the screen, and then they sync their voices because they're saying the exact same thing. Well, in this movie, they show the same exact thing was taking place in China. The same thing. I know we're going to run out of time here, Matt, but it's, watch the movie, folks. Go to my website, chosengenerationradio.com. Go to the video section. It'll be the third video down at the end of the day today, Finding Courage. You got to wait till about an hour and 59 minutes for the movie to start, and then we did a panel discussion afterwards, and it's something you really need to see. And Matt, I thank you for the opportunity to share this with your audience, because I think Americans need to see findingcourage.com. Jeff Stone, who's running for senator in the state of Nevada, came on and said every American should see this movie. FindingCourageMovie.com. Matt, God bless you. God bless the Hill Country of Texas.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision. So please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And folks, I was talking, you know, with Matt in that segment, and we were visiting about the CCP and about what is going on with the Chinese Communist Party. One of the things you'll discover if you take the time to watch Finding Courage movie is that the CCP use, first of all, they strip away God. Now, if you watch what's happening in America, that is what's going on. There is this big, giant movement towards secular humanism, okay? Well, that movement towards secular humanism and the removal of God, understand that there are two forces at work in our world. Two forces at work. There is God and there is Satan. There is good and there is evil. And that's all there is. That is what is at work in our world. There isn't a neutral spot. There isn't an in-between place. And so with that being said, when you remove God, then you remove good and you replace it with something that ultimately at its root is going to be evil. The Chinese Communist Party understood their cultural revolutions. They've had five cultural revolutions, but in those cultural revolutions, what they did and what their primary focus and the reason they're so afraid of the Falun Gong is because of the spiritual nature of the practice. They are also, and this is something we talked about yesterday with Dr. Steve Turley, Christianity, Christendom is on the rise. It truly is. People are converting. Imams are converting. In the Muslim world, they're having visions of Jesus and converting by the thousands every single day. Now, to that end, that makes Christianity a threat because I'll tell you something. It's real, ladies and gentlemen. It's real. I'm a living witness testimony of how real it is. I died four times. I've been to heaven. I've seen it. It's real. I've been raised from the dead four times. I've seen the dead raised. I've experienced it. I've laid hands on someone and had them come back. I've seen the lame walk, the blind see, the deaf hear, cancer healed, wombs that couldn't give birth. We have miracles in every meeting in India. All glory to God. It's real. So let me come back to the issue at hand. The Chinese Communist Party strips away all belief in God. They strip that away. And the reason they do is that they have to replace it with, you put your trust in the government. You put your trust in the Chinese Communist Party. In America, we're watching the same thing. You put your trust in the administrative state, in the bureaucracies, in the government. You don't see God behind it working. No, 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 we can't have that. We have to silence that. And this is what Ephesians 6:10 says. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, against the plans and all of the things. And what did the Chinese Communist Party do? This is what these individuals, the defectors, talk about. They said they stripped away God, and so there was nothing to believe in. And so what did you believe in? You believed in what they gave you. And what did they give you? They gave you money. They gave you money. Okay? They bought you off. They paid you. And the more you tortured the Falun Gong, the more money they gave you. The more you made, the more conversions that you created. And what was a conversion? It was a renunciation of the spiritual beliefs. Christians, Falun Gongs, whatever. Get them to stop their belief. Get them to renounce their belief in their faith. And if you do that, we'll give you money and that kind of gratification. That's what it became all about. And so here we have, that ye may stand, may be able to stand against the wiles. What do you do? Put on the armor of God. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all taking the shield of faith, wherewith you'll be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Christians standing, that's what they do in the Middle East. The Falun Gong, what did they say? What was so unique about them? They would not renounce their beliefs. They would torture them and torture them and torture them and torture them, and they would not renounce their beliefs. There are Christians who get it, who understand it, and they get tortured, and they get put with the hoodies on their head that they can't see, and then they get their heads severed in the Middle East. And what is the issue? What is it they're holding on to? They know that they know that they know. Here in America, we have become such a comfortable place that the church is compromised. Just like the church is compromised in Holland. I've talked about it before. When the boxcars filled with Jewish people on their way to Auschwitz, on their way to the death camps, crying and screaming at the top of their lungs, and the churches in Holland and the choirs would raise, the choir director would try to get more volume out of the choir to drown out the noise of those that were going by. Folks, they're going by. Right here in America, the train cars are going by. January 6th should be a wake-up call. Watch capital punishment, C-A-P-I-T-O-L, capital punishment. Nick Searcy's documentary. This is video that is from individuals that were at the Capitol on the 6th of January. Testimonies of individuals, people that you should know, people that you would know, that you would respect, neighbors. There's video from neighbors who had 50 caliber turret gun pointed at them, trying to force them back into their homes when their neighbor was having their front door kicked in, and a 10-year-old girl, the 10-year-old daughter, was handcuffed and put on her knees out in the driveway, out in the street. 10-year-old girl. They smashed in the back door, the sliding glass door. These are not individuals. Oh, the media, of course. The media wants to paint them. Oh, they're terrorists. They're terrorists. You know, they did the same thing with the Colleyville Synagogue. I'll be back with more Children Generation Radio right after this.
In an age of diversity and political correctness, you're told that you shouldn't criticize the beliefs of some groups no matter what. So where does that leave Christianity? Should you stay silent when a person's views about salvation don't square with what the Bible teaches? John MacArthur addresses those questions as he continues his study, Delivered by God, on Grace to You.